Secrets often lie at the heart of great theatrical works, and their exposure can bring about gut-wrenching catharsis. But what happens when a secret is revealed at the beginning of a play? How does that secret affect the lives of the characters, particularly when that secret is about race? Such is the case in the play Tree by Julia Baer, directed by John Tracy, now playing at San Francisco Playhouse through March 7th. Bill English, artistic director of the company.
It's about a black short order cook from Chicago who's got a mother with Alzheimer's and a teenage daughter that's trouble, living alone, kind of slogging through his life. And there's a knock at the door, and he comes to the door, and there's a white woman standing there from New Orleans who says, "Hi, I'm your sister."
According to the program, Tree grew out of two ideas. The first was to have a discussion about race itself. Playwright Hebert grew up in Louisiana during the era of Jim Crow laws. She learned early on, as she says, that to discuss race openly was both explosive and dangerous. Consequently, she was drawn to the subject. The other idea concerned a cache of letters she found between her father and mother, written during the Korean War, exposing elements of her parents' lives she never knew existed. She takes these two ideas and runs with them as the main characters, powerfully played by Susie DeMilano as Dee Dee, the sister, and Carl Lumbly as her half-brother Leo, attempt to deal with their new relationship and its effect on those around them, in particular Leo's mother, played by Kathleen Ridley, whose memory is distorted by her dementia, and his daughter, played by Tristan Cunningham, whose life has far less baggage than that of her father. There are, of course, new revelations as well, as all the characters have to deal not only with their feelings about race, but sexuality as well. Tying it all together is the notion of how revelation can take us out of our own world and put us in a new one. While the play deserves its ovation, it runs on for far too long, nearly 2 hours without intermission, extended with lengthy Alzheimer's arias by the character of Leo's mother, and songs that take away from the suspense. There's also the matter of Carl Lumbly, a dark-skinned man playing a character who could pass for white if he wanted. Lumbly is such a good actor that most of the time it's easy to overlook this, but maybe the script should have been tweaked to accommodate the casting. And that's all a shame because the dialogue is so well written and the play extremely well acted. Notwithstanding these minor complaints, Tree is an extraordinarily thought-provoking night in the theater. Tree plays at San Francisco Playhouse through March 7th. For more information, you can go to their website, sfplayhouse.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for Upfront.